Get back on downtown. Going to be a heartache tonight for somebody in Burlington, Vermont, as the Catamounts and the Black Bears get together for college hockey. Joining us to tell us all about it, he's the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
Doing great. Made a wonderful time here to beautiful Burlington, Vermont today. Took the ride down Route 2. Gorgeous ride. The weather cooperated, and record-setting trip here.
Well, boy, it was a little chilly here this morning, but what a beautiful day for a drive over through that wonderful countryside.
Yeah, it's a fun city to visit. I like when the Black Bears come here for a road trip. Burlington's a fun place to come to, so let's see if the Black Bears can get some hockey East points and get out of here.
Yeah, some great restaurants over there, too. I hope you get a chance to check out some of those.
All right. You text me a list later of the ones you like.
Well, it's been a while. I haven't been there since days when I used to broadcast Maine baseball, but I liked it then.
I thought you were going to say back when Maine and Vermont played in football, the Yankee Conference, one of those games, 1962.
I was there. George Hale and I did the game in 1960. George and I were there, and it was great. I was cradled in his arms because I was still a baby, but it was fun nonetheless.
Yeah, it's been a while since these two teams have met, these two universities have met on the football field, but on the hockey rink, different story.
Well, let's go back to last weekend first, and it was a tale of two nights, and I guess maybe a tale of two goaltenders. Two very similar games at the Alphon last weekend, but different goaltenders, different teams got hot each night.
Yeah, Maine picked up the win on night number one, and kind of bounce back after a few rough weekends against Providence, a loss in overtime, and then getting swept at New Hampshire. So nice to see Maine score five goals last Friday night. That's the first time in the month of February they scored that many goals, more than three, and they only scored three twice in both games they lost. So it was nice to see the Black Bear offense, something they could lean on this season, kind of show back up. But then on Saturday, it quickly went away. They were shut out on Saturday, and disappointing because they had plenty of time on the power play, over 11 minutes, plenty of opportunities. But Northeastern and Cameron Whitehead, who's their goalie, who's fantastic, he was able to get the shutout. Now, Maine should have got on the board. There was a goal that Harrison Scott scored. He wrapped it around the back of the net after he bumped into Whitehead, the Northeastern goaltender, and it was called for goaltender interference, even though Whitehead was out of his net. Pretty controversial call. Not able to get a review on that one, but Coach Whitehead telling us this week that the head of officials called him on Monday and said, yeah, we missed that one. That should have been a goal. So it is what it is. That goal would have made it 4-1 in the third. They had a lot of work to do, even if that one counted. But either way, a rough Saturday night. They get the weekend split with the Northeastern Huskies, and now they shake it off, move to the month of March here, four games to go, and it all starts tonight here in Burlington.
Yeah, and against a Vermont team that lost their games, both games last weekend, and are struggling right now, tied with UConn for eighth place in Hockey East. What do the Bears have to do to take care of business and get some points and hold off teams like Massachusetts and UNH?
Right, and Providence has leapfrogged Maine. Their Friars are now sitting in third. Maine does have a game in hand, and the Friars are 1 point ahead of Maine. So the Black Bears trying to stay in that top four in Hockey East. But what do they need to do tonight? Well, one thing they've done well all year is put shots on goal, shot attempts. Maine leads the country in shot attempts per game at 63.7, and they're a top 10 in the nation on getting those shots on goal, 33.6 shots on goal per game. So pucks on net, they're going to have to put pucks on Gay Carrier, the Vermont goaltender, if he gets to start tonight. He's their senior, a lot of experience, been the fights for him, 85 games between the pipes, but I expect that we'll see Carrier. He carries most of the load here for Vermont. But put pucks on net and create rebounds. Just, it's a hockey cliche because it works. Just get pucks on net, get those rebounds, and try to get some of those dirty goals. That's what Maine needs to do, just find ways to produce goals. If that's the Nadeau line tonight with Brad and Josh Nadeau, if that's Thomas Real, Donovan Hull driving the net with Harrison Scott at center, or any other lines, really, they just need to put pucks on net, which is something they can do.
Now, I am not going to ask you who's in net tonight because I know you're not going to tell me because Coach Barr is not going to tell you.
He has not told me. He's not going to tell me. But I guessed wrong last week. I told you it'd probably be Victor, and it was Alvin on Friday. So now I think I figured it out. I've gone and I've calculated. Friday night seems to be Alvin's night. So I think Alvin Boya gets to start tonight. It's a freshman Friday for the Black Bears. I think Alvin is the Friday night guy. He earned that. It's game one. If he plays really well tonight, he might get the opportunity to play again tomorrow night. That seems to be the trend. So that's what I'm going to lean towards tonight. I think Alvin gets to start tonight, is my guess.
Now, we know about the Nadeaus, but who's an unsung hero? Who's somebody who's gone under the radar but who's played very well for the Black Bears this season, John?
Anthony Calafiore. He's only got the 2 goals, 3 points, but he's a guy who got in the lineup 13 games ago. He's a fourth liner. He got his opportunity 13 games ago, hadn't played yet this year, broke into the lineup. They were trying to shake things up, and he has stayed in the lineup because he finishes checks. He's a physical player. He does everything he's supposed to do every single shift. I like him a lot. Doesn't get a lot of points, but that fourth line, those fourth, third and fourth line roles are important to keep pucks out of the back of the net, create big hits, you know, just get the bench to be fired up. And he's done a great job. I like him a lot. A little bit of an unsung hero. If you want somebody else who scored a few more goals, Sully Scholey's a freshman. He's got 6 goals, 9 points on the year. He'll be on a line tonight with Cole Hansen and Ben Poisson. They've been a good trio. So Sully Scholey, 6 goals on the season. You could get another couple here tonight against the Catamounts or this weekend. He's been playing really well as of late, too.
Will it be a good crowd tonight at Gutterson Fieldhouse?
Yeah, they've drawn good crowds this year. It's encouraging to see kind of across the league, really, that there's been a lot of packed barns, big sellouts across college hockey. So I don't know if the word's getting out that it's a fun game to come see in person. It's high skill. It's exciting. But, yeah, they've had a few sellouts here tonight and expect another good crowd. Of course, we all know Maine travels really well. There'll be a lot of Black Bear fans here in attendance. But it's a neat rink. It's got a old wooden ceiling and a lot of atmosphere here. Kind of a fun place to come, an old-school throwback hockey rink.
And for you, a great opportunity in these last 2 weekends of the regular season that you'll get to see in some fashion 5 of the 6 New England states.
There you go. I like that. I like that. Yeah, this is the last one on the list this year, I think. We went to UConn. We're in Connecticut. Oh, no Rhode Island. Okay, no Rhode Island. Yeah, that's the only one left, Rich. I haven't been to Rhode Island. Now, there is a NCAA regional in Providence, so we might be able to punch our Rhode Island passport ticket.
There you go. All right, well, take care of business this weekend. 7 o'clock puck drops both nights, right?
Yep. The Saturday night was originally a 7:30 start, but they've adjusted that, so it's back to 7. So if you had 7:30 on your calendar, just make that note at 7 o'clock both nights.
All right. John, have a great broadcast. Travel safely, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Thanks, Rick. Talk to you.
You got it. John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are always brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.